Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hestoy Truck. We call this Giants Online. I'd like to welcome in Mike Garofalo, covers the NFL for Fox Sports, and the one, the only, Steve Serby from the New York Post. Am I interrupting something there, Mr. Serby?
No, I'm just reading Game 7 by Tom Rock, a novel. Amazing book. Best book out there right now. I can't put it down.
Wow, and that's not even...
Not even for this segment. I'm not putting it down.
Wow, okay. You got a lot to offer. So I'll start with you. You go back to your reading. Has this football team stabilized things with that win last week, or still...
No.
Not sure.
No, but it helps. And there was a whole lot of this going on around the league last week when I was talking about the Colts comeback victory and people were saying, oh, please, it's against the Titans. And the Giants have a win and people said, oh, please, it's against the Redskins. It doesn't mean anything. But just the feeling of winning and just the feeling of getting things moving in the right direction, no matter who it comes against, and there are no easy victories in this league, can be a good thing. So stabilizing the emotions, maybe, but a lot to work on, as Mr. Serby will tell you.
Yeah, did you see that in the book?
No, let me get back to the book. He's putting me to sleep with his commentary. But he's right. I mean, 1-2 is obviously better than 0-3. I think that's the point he's trying to make, I believe.
Can this team be good enough, though, to make a run at the division?
Look at the division. I mean, the Eagles are, who knows what the Eagles are. The Cowboys won't have Romo or Dez Bryant for another 6 weeks at least. And the Redskins are the Redskins. So the division's there for the taking.
Is it fair, though, for the Giants, or going into the Washington game?
Yes.
We heard about how they were so stout against the run and how they had run the football down people's throats. Mm-hmm. After the fact, the Giants win the game and say, well, they just beat Washington.
Which it's not fair. It? And that's what the point that I was making while Serby was taking a nap over there was you win a game like that and you're playing good defense. I still think they're playing better defense than they're being given credit for, especially because I don't know if the personnel is nearly as good as it should be or used to be on this defense. Toward the end of that Washington game, I mean, that's a game where the Giants of years past would have had 5 or 6 or 7 sacks and just teed off on the guy, and they couldn't get the pressure late. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, they need to be able to get after the quarterback. And I understand they're missing Robert Ayers and they need to get him back. But to me, I still need to see a little bit more of that. Yet they're still playing good defense, like you said, against a team that had been running the ball. So, yes, it is unfair, Bob, to answer your question.
Can you rush the passer?
Yeah, I could. I patterned my game after Mark Astonell.
Do you have a dance?
No, I don't. But DeMontre Moore has to step up a little bit. He's done virtually nothing. I love Kennard. I think Kennard's a guy. I'm not Steve Spagnuolo. I know we have similar defensive mindsets.
And first names.
But I would just turn Kennard loose. I think he's the guy that can make a difference in the pass rush.
Obviously, Rex Ryan now in Buffalo.
Rex Ryan's in Buffalo now?
He's got everything energized. Obviously, there was that ill-fated game in 2011 on Christmas Eve when the Giants beat Rex Ryan in a Jets home game. But it does add a little spice to this matchup, doesn't it, to see Rex Ryan again and Coughlin kind of go at each other?
Yeah, I noticed, though, Rex this week did not call the Giants little brothers of the Bills. He may yet, if they win Sunday. He may do that, but yeah, Rex is Rex. He's entertaining. He's eating dog biscuits. He's skydiving. He's driving a pickup truck through town. He's whipped that town into a frenzy, and Eli better know how many timeouts there are in the fourth quarter on Sunday.
It was really smart of Rex to go to Buffalo. He had other options, by the way.
Well, people said he had no quarterback when he went to Buffalo.
But think of it this way. He had no quarterback here, and he made the team successful. You go there with that fan base who you knew was going to eat up his personality. You go 9-7 up there, you're the conquering hero up there, okay? And he's doing that already.
The conquering hero that went 9-7 last year is gone.
It doesn't matter. He bailed on them. Here's a guy who's going to be all in, get that rhetoric going, get that defensive front going. And this, as it pertains to this game, I need to see this offensive line block up that Bills defensive front, because that's a huge matchup, and I still believe this line needs to come together and find some chemistry. This week would be a good week.
Well, good luck trying to run the ball against this defensive line. The Giants are going to have to throw the ball, as Tom Brady did 59 times in the Patriots win over the Bills. Eli's going to have to spread them out, and he doesn't have Victor Cruz, unfortunately, but he should get the ball to Odell Beckham Jr. and Shane Vereen as often as possible, similar to the Falcons game when those were his two big targets.
All right, prediction for this game between the Giants and the Bills.
A couple of bold predictions. One, the next time you guys tell me I'm on with Serby, I won't be so dressed up. two. Odell Beckham will surpass whatever, whoever.
Bill Grohman.
Houston, he's going to pass him.
1960.
And the Giants win the game. I think they win an ugly under game. I'm taking the Giants here.
Well, you know, I was about to pick the Giants, but now that Garofalo's picking them, I got to go Bills 27-24.
Gentlemen, we appreciate the time.
Enjoy. We're done?
Yeah, enjoy your reading.
Wait, I have all these stats here. I was going to.
You don't need them.
Too late?
You don't need them.
I'll put it in the post.
But that's a great idea.
Right?
Because everyone loves reading it.
Rumble, baby.
Thank you. Can I get back to Game 7?
Get back to it. One thing that Serby has in his back pocket is the fact that he was covering the NFL when the Giants won Super Bowl 25 against the Buffalo Bills in Tampa.